You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, Kenny, a couple of the ticket texts. We will get to Malik Beasley in the 5 o'clock. I have something else for you just briefly to bring up, and then we'll move on. Go ahead, Kenny, with the ticket text first.
I'm on Team Kenny here. Full fire Steve Yzerman chants should be ringing throughout LCA if they don't get anything done, which I don't think they will. That's from Bob.
Nope. Something big's happening, period. Why? It has to.
Hope.
And
brought
things
to you by Mike Valeni.
Nothing big has to happen. Only small-time moves from this GM is what's shown in the past. That's from Bill.
Okay. Look, here's the bottom line. You got rid of Tarasenko's dead body, okay? You didn't do it to sign the rest of the Compher family. There has to be something at play. Otherwise, this thing is so far off the reservation that it's over. I refuse to accept that Steve Yzerman is this stubborn or this rigid or this out to lunch. It is year 7. They're in their centennial. I think everyone understands. They are keenly aware. You don't make the playoffs this year. You don't have a job next year.
My only argument to that, though, would be rigid and stubborn seem to be the headlines of the way he's run this team for the past 7 years.
I understand that. This is the last stop for me. One more.
This is the year. Okay. Are we going Scott Frost on this thing?
Don't tear up your microphone.
Go ahead.
Gibson was the move. I wouldn't expect anything bigger. That's from John.
Okay. And then if that's the case, the offseason's a failure. I want to bring this up. We'll do a segment or two on it and then move on. But it is partially the update of the story, but it's also, I'm not asking anyone to get upset. I'm not asking anyone. In fact, I hope you don't call. There's nothing to say. I don't care if you ticket text. I just want you to live in reality on one thing. Did you see the Friday news dump?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, I want you to understand the backdrop of something. Now, Rico wasn't here during the Larry Nassar stuff. The way Mark D'Antonio and Tom Izzo got covered for something they had nothing to do with, where things that were already adjudicated were re-adjudicated and lumped into Larry Nassar, where ESPN was camping out on campus and stalking our coaches and slandering them.
They did a show called Spartan Secrets.
Thank you. You have to understand, living through that, where, mind you, all of it was false with reference to Tom Izzo and Mark D'Antonio, the damage that did. It cost the school president her job. It cost the AD his job. And ultimately, I think it helped usher Mark into retirement. Izzo's just never going to retire. The point I'm making is, when I say what I'm saying to you now, I want you to just acknowledge, if that had happened to your school, that, well, no Michigan fans actually went there. The point is, if it had happened to the place you went to school that you cared deeply about, you'd have a chip on your shoulder about the media. because the way Michigan gets covered has never, is not now, and will never be fair. If you don't actively look for updates, you don't find them. Example, Friday news dump, paywalled, about Jim Harbaugh and Ward Manuel and Santa Ono all being named in the new lawsuit about Matt Weiss and what was going on in Schembechler Hall with cyber crimes and hacking, etc. And the lawsuit's claim is what we all felt in our hearts, if you have a brain. Harbaugh knew because he got busted. It sounds like they have a witness, and he still let him coach in the game against TCU. Mm-hmm. The point I'm making is the following, and I'll read this to you. You can do what you want with it, which is largely nothing. Okay, I don't expect you to do anything. But my point is, it was refiled Friday, federal court. It claims Harbaugh knew Weiss had been accessing private information when allowing him to coach in the Fiesta Bowl in 22. The alleged crimes were flagged to school police in the days before that game. Michigan AD Ward Manuel and Santa Ono were also added to the complaint. I'll read this to you and you do what you want. Naming head coach Jim Harbaugh and Ward Manuel reflects our belief the leadership at the highest levels either knew of these threats or deliberately ignored them, prioritizing athletic prestige and profit over the safety and dignity of students. That is from the attorney Parker Stinner, said in an emailed statement. By placing athletic success and financial interests above accountability and student welfare, they failed in its basic duty of care. All right, so Weiss was placed on administrative leave 2 weeks after the game, fired days after that. He's facing up to 90 years in prison. The point is this, Rico. I always approach this stuff because I know you in a different radio life live through the same thing. I go, a guy that Tom Izzo and Mark D'Antonio were never in the same room as.
Yeah.
This was the offensive coordinator. Now, this is following, you know, well, Dr. Anderson's dead. He was the team doctor. You had team captains molested by this pig.
Mm-hmm.
And they were camping out at the president's house to get media coverage. Couldn't get it. You had your deranged play-by-play guy, not Doug Karsh, the guy who preceded him, come on the air and basically pull a Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
He does drugs. He was adopted.
Not the real son.
So, I mean, just amazing to me. Now, look, Michigan's already staring down the Committee on Infractions. And for all the people who go, all right, well, what do you think's going to happen? Man, I don't trust the NCAA at all. I can just tell you there are off-ramps at every turn where there could have been a negotiated settlement. This could have gotten done easy, clean, simple. Yeah. Neither side took those off-ramps.
How about you just stay there when they show up to Ann Arbor to talk to you? Nah, right. We're all going to hit the road.
The point I'm making is when this drops on a Friday night, your AD, Hal Ward's got a gig. And I mean, obviously, he's got the launch codes.
Yeah, he knows where the bodies are.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I just laugh. Where's little old misquote Murphy, who lives in Ann Arbor? Can't be bothered to file a story, Dano? Where's Paula Levine?
Is she still alive?
Don't have a book to sell this go around? And even worse, where are the local investigative journalists? Why will no one touch this story? Why will no one touch any? Now, mind you.
Well, they'll say they did. It came out Friday behind the paywall.
Rico, Matt Weiss was fired years ago.
I know.
It was pretty clear at the start the timeline didn't line up. And here's the other problem. Michigan right now is the golden corral of scandals. It's a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Is ESPN aware of it? E60 still runs. Where's the special? See, this is my whole thing. You, if you're a Michigan fan, I don't want you to get angry. I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm simply saying, can we just acknowledge blue wall be blue walling? And I know Wojo gets upset by that, but the preferential treatment that that university receives is nothing short of breathtaking. I'm jealous. I am absolutely jealous. And I wish my school had the same PR.
Mike,
it's remarkable.
Because as you said, different radio life, but yes, in the locker room, after State had one of their best seasons ever, and they were told, guys, no celebrating, no smiling, because every question was about Larry Nassar. None of the players knew who he was, but they had to answer all. I was there when Paula is at the press conference and, you know, talking to Tom. It's just like, I met the guy once. I don't know this guy. Like, did we have the same logo on our paychecks? Yes, but I met him once at some event, and that was it. You're asking Cassius Winston questions. Never met the guy, but hey, Cassius, yeah, you scored 30, but what about this? But yeah, you're right. And now with the Weiss and all this other stuff, it's just, you know, no big deal.
Well, look at the scandal itself. Yeah. Look, that's the biggest problem. There's so many of them, it's hard to keep it straight. Where's the coverage? See, this is why there's a mistrust of media, whether politically or certainly it has seeped into sports. You're just looking for honesty, right? And I'm not speaking of the paper individually. I'm using a term, not the name of a paper. I don't want anyone to get their feathers ruffled. But the idea of having a free press in this country is that you are to report the news. You don't agree or disagree with the news. You report the news. Michigan, with one of the largest on-field cheating scandals in the history of college football. Nobody wanted to touch that, huh? Nobody wanted to make a career? Mm-hmm. Nah. And again, it is easy for us to sit back. It's party radio. Look, our team blows. It doesn't matter. If we cheat, we're terrible at it. The point I'm making is, where is the coverage? These stories are ripe for investigations.
Right.
And forget it. Friday, 7:15, paywalled. Monday morning, it's in the gardening section.
Because, Mike, this wasn't
Must be nice.
This wasn't a he said, she said, Weiss and another co-ed. Hundreds.
Thousands
hacked photos, things out there.
And your coach allegedly knew. Still let him coach.
And then he was ceremonially let go. But, like, okay. And then your athletic director, yeah, sounds like everybody knew. All the bets and all of that stuff. Okay.
The whole point is, what is it? 13 Michigan assistants under Harbaugh have either been fired, suspended, show caused, or left. No story? You know, the OC of those teams is now your head coach. He's a repeat violator. You got the COI coming out in less than a month. It's just, it must be nice.
Bruh, and the one thing, and I look, I don't know, but it's just very weird that one of the icons of Michigan, and he was a coach, and Mike Hart just disappeared. No one knows. He just faded into the background. No one knows. No one's heard from this man.
No, and again.
And I'm not saying he did anything. It's just very weird that he's like an icon. Like, he was that guy. He was your coach.
You're right. And again, everyone has a right to privacy. It just, the idea that this isn't actively being reported on, whether it be, and again, I understand ESPN has got high-ranking officials who are U of M grads. You can look it up. The president of Fox Sports, U of M grad. You can look it up. That's how you get bought and paid for. I was going to use a very mean word. I'll say shill. You know, like Gus and Klatt, who will get out there and drink the Kool-Aid. The point is, for the rest of America who don't like Michigan or don't care about Michigan, like, there is a, like, this idea that everyone loves or hates them. No, there are plenty of people who just watch college football. I'm a bit incredulous towards it. At the things that do get reported on, and then multiple scandals, okay. Multiple stories, nothing.
Here, let me help you out, Mike. I think we heard more about Izzo yelling at Aaron Henry than we've heard about this.
Yeah, that's actually sad, but true. Okay, look, we can knock a couple of calls down. I think I've laid it out pretty easy. I'm not mad at Michigan fan. I'm not asking you to be mad. I simply just wanted to do one segment in a four-hour show to just salute your PR and whatever deal you've made with Satan and the media. Because, man, the phrase, it's good to be a Michigan Wolverine, it's the truth. You can get away with just about anything.
Not good. It's great.
It is. Respect. MSU's got to hire their PR department. But yeah, so Matt Weiss, Harbaugh now named in this. Your AD named in this. You do what you want with it. 248-539-9797. We can knock down some calls. That's fine. I don't intend on getting into a yelling match with anybody. I don't think I said anything worth it. We'll do it next. 97.1. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
4 o'clock. Good to have you with us. If you're looking for Red Wing conversation, Odyssey.com. Rewind. I have a Tigers power stat and a simple question. Who is most responsible for this? Not solely, but most. Or what is the reason for this? Now, we're going to start by having some fun. The stat is this, Rico. I have taken the last 162 games in the AL Central.
Okay.
And I have the record for each of these teams because I like to back things up. Now, yesterday I said this, and some Tiger fans on Ticket Text, because they're constantly aggrieved. What do you mean it's the worst division in baseball? It's a garbage division, guys. You're a really good team in a really bad division. Both things can be true. And I've said this is the four other teams have unserious ownership to downright cheap owners to downright awful owners, Jerry Reinsdorf. The point is, Twins, White Sox, Guardians, Royals, and then we'll get to the Tigers. Last 162 games from June of last year through today. Okay?
Okay.
What do you think the White Sox record is in that time frame?
It's
just guess the amount of wins in 162 games.
I'll go 65.
Rico says 65. David?
I was going 62.
62. Kenny?
58.
Try 47 and 115. Okay. The Twins. Now, we all remember they were good until they couldn't win a game. Full collapse. They're absolute hot toilet this year as well. Outside of a weird 13-game win streak. Toilet.
So from last June.
162-game sample size. How many wins for the Twins?
/68.
David?
75.
We're going to stop right there because David just nailed it. 75 and 87.
Okay.
Also, toilet water. The Cleveland Guardians since last June?
77.
David? Kenny?
65.
David?
68.
Rico's the closest. 79 and 83.
Okay.
Also under 500. Also a dirt cheap owner. Royals. The Royals?
70.
David?
75.
Kenny?
71.
80 and 82. So not only this season are all four teams in your division under 500, they've been under 500 since last June. This is a garbage division. It's not your problem because you beat everybody. But when I said it for a reason. It's true. Now, the Tigers, last 162 games, how many wins?
Because it's up on the board, I'm going to go 91.
Okay.
92.
No, 85.
I like how you made Kenny sound like an idiot. That's amazing. David.
I'll go 89.
All of you are way off.
Whoa.
The Detroit Tigers in their last 162 ball games are 162. The Detroit Tigers, their last full season of baseball split between 2 years, are 38 games over 500. The magic of last year into the magic of this year.
Wow.
Yes. Now, there's a reason I'm bringing this up. The Tigers being 162. 100 wins, 62 losses. Who or what is most responsible for that?
That's a good question, Mike.
I do try. It's not all drowning whistles. I'm asking. And I have answers, but I don't want to take them from the people. It can be person or thing who or what is most responsible for this incredible record.
I'm going to go with the manager. I'm going to go with AJ Hinch. I'm going to say that because the way he has manipulated last year, it was the pitching staff and the bullpen and everything that he did. This year, it's the everyday lineup and pinch hitting and all types of things. It's a little bit of the chaos every day, except with days that Scooble goes out and pitches. It's AJ for all of the 4 out of every 5 starts. I'm going to say AJ.
AJ Hinch. And I don't think anyone could yell at you and say, wrong, ridiculous.
He is really doing his job in managing this
chaos.
Team.
Sure.
Every pitch, every at-bat, everything that he does, it just seems to work most of the time.
Squeezing every ounce of production out of what he's given.
Yeah.
Okay, you say AJ Hinch. Kenny, you look poised to speak. Go ahead.
I was until I realized that me and Rico continue to be best friends because
hey!
I also was going to say AJ Hinch primarily because, hey, you can only play who's on your schedule and the division stinks. And if you want to say that's part of the reason why the Tigers have been so good, it's valid because they are very bad in that division that is very bad. But the ability of Hinch to put hitters and fielders in the right position and pitch in chaos all at the same time, lineup flexibility, he utilizes it like nobody else. He does a great job with that. And I think that's largely the reason why the Tigers are always in a position where they can beat anybody on their schedule.
Okay. 2 votes for Hinch. David.
I don't want to come off as being negative when I answer this question, which is why I wanted these two to answer before me.
That's a hell of a setup right there.
But I'm
not
saying.
How can you be negative about being 38 games over 500?
I'm not saying the Tigers aren't good. I'm not saying that AJ hasn't done a great job. Scott Harris hasn't done a great job. But this division is horrid. It's the division. It's because the division is so bad, they are able to pad their victories so much. This division is awful. So I'm saying it's the division's fault and the reason why they're 162. They're a good team.
I had two answers. And one of them, it's murkier. But look, one of them was Scott Harris. Because one of the things that is most impactful that Scott Harris has been able to do is fix the things behind the curtain. And that is player development. It is the coaching from single A all the way up through the organization. The Tigers, for my entire adult life, had arguably the worst, maybe outside of the Colorado Rockies, the worst player development in baseball. That has been fixed. And Scott Harris, AJ Hinch, it's going to be hard to, I'm not trying to beat your argument, but I looked at it a different way, which was like, look at the pieces that Harris has given Hinch. And Hinch plays them in a particular manner, but Harris has seen things in players that we don't see. And a lot of these nobodies continue to become somebodies. You know, Jamai Jones, do I give Hinch credit for that when a guy comes up and hits like Ted Williams? I don't know. I feel like that's Scott Harris. Or whether it's face of the franchise, Matt Vierling, and what he brought to the team last year, all the way to the Ibanez usage. And look, the truth is it's probably both.
I was about to say, Mike, I think it can be both in a different sport, but it kind of, it's like the Ben Johnson, Jared Goff. They needed each other, and together they flourished.
Yes, 100%. The other one was the Scooble stat. If you really think about Scooble, like his last 12 starts, they're 11-1. If I take the aggregate of Scooble starting over the last 162 games, they're probably 20-plus games over 500 based on him. Him.
Right.
One human. Now, we said it's a multitude of factors. It's going to be Hinch. It's going to be Harris. Scooble. But you could, and I'm not telling you to, and I'm not demanding it. I'm just saying you could say the reason they're capable of this, they never have any long losing streaks. Why? Scooble. Mm-hmm. They, God forbid they get out to a bad start in a series, you know you won't get swept. Scooble. Oh, the series is split. Scooble. It's a series win. Knowing you're sending out the best arm in baseball every effing day. Rico, I kind of went, wow, maybe Scooble, if, remember, not solely, who's most responsible. If they're 36 over 500, 38 in total, and they're 20 plus over 500 in his starts, he technically could be most responsible.
I'm going to say no on Scooble because he's only out there once every four or five starts. So what about the other times? And Mike, as great as he is on the mound, they still got to score runs, and that's where AJ comes in with the lineup that he has. And who's going to go out there? Who's going to be the gym class hero today to hit the two-run bomb that Scooble wins the game 2-0? Who's going to be that guy? So I get what you're saying.
I know.
But the fact that it's once every four or five starts, I can't give it to him.
Just when he's the pitcher of note the last 2 years. Forget about no decisions they go on to win. What do you think their record is in his 34 starts in the last year and a half?
I'll go 22-5.
Try 28-6. And that doesn't include if he leaves the game tied at one or scoreless. Rico, I'm telling you, the Scooble thing is a thing.
It's a thing.
It doesn't have to be the biggest thing.
It's a thing.
Okay. People, where do you sit on this? Where do you stand?
Good stats.
Just something I wanted to... Look, you know the deal. You and I are simpatico on this. I can't do what other people do. Oh, my God, we shared Scooble with the world last night. 248. I can't do shows like that. I like to talk about the team. And they're 162 over the last 162 games. So 38 over 500. Everybody in your division's under 500. Not only this year, but in that time span. Is it the division? Is it Scooble? Is it Scott Harris and the behind-the-curtain work? Or is it A.J. Hinch, the maestro, the guy, the conductor, pulling all the strings, making all the moves? Right. Who is most responsible for this remarkable sample size?
Yeah, and the reason why I say Hinch... I mean, if you take it, hey, Scott Harris goes and buys all the groceries, but Hinch knows how to add the spices. He knows how to make this thing work and taste great.
248-539-9797. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay. Nationals blow. Tigers are good. There's your game recap. We'll see you for game two in front of an audience of dozens.
Well.
No, honestly.
Did you see the home run?
No. The Tigers beat good teams. They murder bad teams. And the Nats, they could have played three games today where one ticket bought you all three, and they wouldn't fill the lower bowl of this place.
No.
I have not seen a game this year outside of the Colorado-Florida game that made the rounds in media with pictures. Rico, there might have been 500 people there.
Because a lot of times you're, you know, okay, people take the photos and – you know, people are still getting there.
No.
It's not.
No.
We're in the sixth inning.
If you that were going to be there, was emptier than Malik Beasley's bank account. So why don't we just jump in?
Boop, 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 boop.
Not my problem. I'm not the one who stiffed my barber for 36 grand. Let's talk about this for a minute, because I had none of this on my bingo board at all. I also want to shout out the intrepid local reporters who managed to, in 48 hours, paint the complete picture of Malik Beasley's entire life down to the most minute detail, but can't be bothered to do anything with the University of Michigan scandals. Just wanted to say shout out. Great work, guys. Really doing the Lord's work. So here we go. I want to read this to you, and you just, what on earth should be the title of this?
Okay.
Malik Beasley has made north of $60 million as an NBA player. Well, reports by ESPN, by the local newspapers, Beasley sued by New York's Hazen or Hazan Sports Management Group April 20th. That breach related to mispayments on a $650,000 cash advance. They're seeking $2.5 million of relief. Court records show that's not the only lawsuit filed against Beasley. He's been sued twice by a rental property in Detroit in 2025 alone. He faced two lawsuits in 24 in Milwaukee County Court for $60,000 awarded to the plaintiffs. He's also under a federal investigation for unusual gambling. Meanwhile, amongst all this, the Pistons were ready to go 3-42 for him. But wait, there's more. Second prize is the steak knives. Records from Detroit's 36th District Precinct show he owed, sued by Paperclip Properties for non-payment, $14,000, March 6th. Didn't have the decency to show up to the hearing. Got dismissed the 31st. Paperclip sued Beasley again June 3rd. Non-payment of rent. This time for $7,300. Once again, Beasley couldn't be bothered to show up. The case is ongoing. That's also a subsidiary of Bedrock, owned by someone you may have heard, Dan Gilbert.
Is that the apartment that he had?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Two separate lawsuits filed against Beasley on September 18th of 24 by Milwaukee area dentist Hassan Al-Shihabi of Delicate Smiles. You know, it wasn't delicate. The amount of money he owed him, $34,000 to your dentist? How about $27,000 to your barber? How many haircuts and how expensive? You couldn't pay the guy? What? Best part, a garnishment notice for both rulings placed on Beasley February 7th, meaning the payments are coming out of his Pistons paycheck. He's sued by a moneylender involving South River Capital. Sued Beasley in Baltimore County Court, awarded $5.8 million in damages. Lawsuit was filed while he was playing with the T-Wolves. Look, the Cliff Notes is Malik Beasley don't pay nobody. There's your Cliff Notes. Whether it's a house, his teeth, his hair, cash advances, take, I don't pay nobody. How on earth?
See,
but boy, when you now are under investigation for federal for gambling, look, you said it off air, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, but it makes you go, okay, you get no benefit of the doubt. And how are you stiffing your barber?
See, that led me
30
to...
30 grand in haircuts?
It leads me to think, what Mike, it wasn't just haircuts. I don't know. Let me preface it and say it loud for the people in the back. I don't know. But when I see these numbers, it sounds, feels like, looks like, maybe, could be, he was trying to go into business with them, doing something, and these people put the money up front thinking Beasley's got my back, and he didn't, and now they're on the hook.
But the problem is you're not going to get a wage garnishment for that. That would be fraud or a violation of a business operating agreement, Rico. Like when you are sued,
right,
and they garnish your paycheck because you ain't paying for the fresh fade.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Come on, man.
I don't know if a barber, because it's, look.
How do you owe 26 grand? How many haircuts? How many? You get your haircut every 3 days. You're always in here with a fresh fade. Come on, just do.
Barbershops are a cash business, so I don't know how you accumulate that at all,
David.
I don't even
it's
if
it's celebrity
what kind of
barber
tab you running down at your barbershop.
Even if you getting a $500 haircut because you just the one that gets me is the dental service, because I gotta think that the NBA in the collective bargaining agreement has a dental plan that you just simply walk in there and say, here you go. Here's my, it's Delta of whatever.
But like Malik Beasley doesn't walk around like Paul Wall. What are you dropping 36 grand at the dentist for? Man, his teeth ain't that nice. Like what are we doing here?
Unless you spent your entire life chewing on sugar cane and all your teeth have fallen out. I don't understand this at all, because once again, you're in the NBA. Okay. There's certain things, Mike, that here at Odyssey, something happens, you got dental insurance. You're in the NBA. You make millions. This tells me there was something else going on, because I don't know how you get that many haircuts.
Oh, dude, you can just say the quiet part out loud. No, here's what's going on. He's a terrible human being, full stop. This amount of lawsuits, this amount of bills due, this amount of stiffing people not showing up.
Sounds like wasn't paying the rent, and I think every time it was like, hey, Malik, we need our money. Oh, I'm good for it. I got you. See me next week. I got you.
I'll tell you, it feels like maybe the Pistons dodged a bullet here. I'm just trying to be nice about it.
Well, put it this way. I think that even if they had signed him, it would have been null and void, because I'm sure it was some type of morality clause. Yeah, why don't you go fix your life, but we're not paying to fix your life.
I mean, it's one thing if you're Sean Blimp, and you got like 8 kids from 7 women. That's bad enough.
Some people they can't manage money. And it's one of those, you could take the boy off the streets, but you can't take streets off the boy. It seems like to me, he doesn't look past 5 minutes. He seems like the type that's got to have the best car and the best clothing and the best looking girl. And he's a show. Everything about him is a show, but he's not paying for that show. And people... unfortunately, he takes advantage of people who give him things, and then they're like, well, you're going to pay me for that? Yeah, I'll see you next week.
I just can't. I couldn't believe the article. And in 48 hours, every detail. Look.
Yeah, when they said, the federal thing is the least of his concern, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
He made $59.9 million in his career. You can't pay your barber. I mean, please.
I'm just wondering...
It makes you question things.
I'm like, okay, yes, it does. I mean, because everything in his life kind of feels like shady. I just was like, are you in business with your barber? Because
what it feels
it's
like,
it's a cash business. So it's like the
the corner drugstore or gas station suing you.
But they're not going to garnish his wages. You don't get that in cash. Like, a wage garnishment doesn't show up in a Mickey D's bag like Tennessee football.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. What did you purchase from your barber?
I think he's paying his barber to be on retainer, to be available whenever he needs him. But I also think there may be some... He's taking care of his whole family to be cut by this guy. Because that price is just like... It doesn't make sense to me.
But bottom line, he's not here. And there's no way knowing what you know now, even if you want me to believe the Pistons had no clue, which I refuse to accept. The teams are like the CIA. They know everything. They know who your groupies are. They know what's up. But even if you want me to believe, if you want me to suspend disbelief that they had no clue about this dude's money problems, even now, you can't sign this guy.
See, I don't think that they knew it was this deep. Because, yes, Mike, the NBA and all of these leagues can do a deep dive when they feel it's necessary. I don't think that they thought it was necessary.
When you're handing someone $42 million.
In the NBA? No, because that's okay. That's yes. If I'm doing a $240 million, yes. $40 million is cheap.
Rico and I, you know what? Rico and I are walking on opposite sides of the street. Fine. But I'm sorry. I'm not letting the Pistons off the hook with that.
I'm not paying them $100.
I understand. But you got, once again, in the NBA, $42 million, not a lot of money. NHL, a lot of money.
Hold on. I know what you're saying because of the contracts that you see now with SGA and Jaren Jackson, but $42 million is still a lot of money for a business to hand out. It's still a lot.
It is, but I think it was one of those that no one thought maybe we should really go and do a forensic study on everything that he's doing. And
look, look, they still signed the dude and they knew he was a bad guy. Correct. Which is what's always made me laugh, too, is how this town hangs off his ding-a-ling. The whole point is the guy pointed a gun at a family. The guy left his pregnant wife. The guy, not a good dude, right? And it's the same thing we talked about it. Like, I'll still take Aroldis Chapman. I know he's a bad guy, but he can help me. But, like... Holy hell, this guy wasn't doing anything right.
Right, but it's like you just said, if you can help me win, maybe I look past some stuff. Because
you can
make threes.
Now he's not here, and now they signed, as I told you they would, the dead body of Duncan Robinson.
He's not dead.
He's dead.
He's not dead.
Can't beat Len Bias in a game of one-on-one. He can't guard anybody. No, he can't. Rico, he didn't play for the Heat in the playoffs. He was not a feature of fourth quarters. He wasn't a feature in no quarters. I'm telling you, this is my spite offseason for Trajan Langdon. Good. Show up at your press conference half asleep and tell me about getting better in the margins and we like our guys. Hey, is Schroeder here? No. Is Hardaway here? No. Is Malik here? No. What did you do? Caris LeVert? And the worst sign and trade I've ever seen for Duncan Robinson. Do you want to? Dude, Pat Riley needed a wet wipe to get that guy off the roster. And Pat's 85. I mean, honestly, what an offseason.
No.
And we're going to talk about that.
Very
underwhelming. I want to get to the people. I was just shocked at the depth of this. Also, eye roll. Shocked at how quick the media got the story.
Now, that one, you left me speechless with that. You're like, yeah, it's funny we got that, but we still don't know a bunch of things. We know nothing about Michigan, nothing.
We don't know anything about the guy who shot Trump. May as well just be a fake character. Don't even know a thing about him. Oh, but in 48 hours, we know what Malik spent at Costco.
We also know, and one detail you didn't say was, I believe the dental lawsuit was served in New York during the series.
In the playoffs.
Yes. Then he scored 6 points that night.
Once again, what are you doing? Like, if it was a car dealership, I could understand because, all right, you have a Rolls Royce.
I like Rico going, wait. The dentist, where you live and everyone associated with you, no. But here's where I draw my line. The car dealership.
No, because you have dental insurance. You play in the NBA.
Look, man.
You have insurance. You're paying nothing out of pocket.
Here's the other question I want to ask the people. And for those of you that are going to be offended by this, good, be offended. I don't care. You have a right to be offended. I have a right not to care. Does reading this article make you really question the gambling thing? Seems like, feels like, sounds like. Because desperate people do desperate things, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't have the proof. I don't have an individual play, but everybody was talking about how bad he was in the playoffs. And previous to this article being released, I just said, look, I'm not going to correlate the two because role players can be bad in the playoffs. But man, when you start reading this, he's getting served in the playoffs. This guy owes everyone, everything, all the time. Man, what are you doing taking cash advances when you make $59.9 million? I'm just asking the question. No proof. Does it make you doubt? Because I'm man enough to tell you, yeah, it
makes me doubt a lot of things because, yeah, you don't know how to handle your money. You're constantly robbing Peter to pay Paul, except for you're a millionaire. So, no, you get no benefit of the doubt from me. I don't understand this. It's almost like your life's a get-rich-quick scheme.
Crazy. And they were about to sign him for $42
million. Yeah.
And he blew that.
And anybody who questions anything that he does, I can't be mad at you. I really can't because, yeah, you start looking at things and plays and you're like, wait, huh? And now it's like, okay, well, maybe you needed the money.
You want to stay away from it, you don't want to speculate, I respect that. But I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that once I read this, I go, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. And obviously, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. But man, you start looking around and going, all right, how would you work your way out of this when you're not paying cash advances? You can't even pay your damn barber. You can't pay your dentist. You can't pay your rent. Rico's over here talking about car notes. I mean,
no, I'm just saying.
I'm kidding.
No, but it would make more sense. Okay, he got a Bentley and they let him. A haircut?
Look, I lean on you. You get your hair done every 15 minutes. My God, what kind of tab would you even be able to run?
My cousin does my hair, but apparently he's cutting the wrong people.
248-539-9797, the full report, debt news, or free.
That ain't even all that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
We're going to get to your phone calls coming up next.
He rocking a Jerry Curl, maybe. Okay. Soul Glow.
Leave it alone.
Good afternoon. It is the Valenti Show with Rico. And I am Stoney in for Mike, who's enjoying a long weekend. He is Rico Beard. What's up, Rico? I'm going to clap for you. I don't know if anybody else is, but I am.
Thank you. What an entrance.
Hey, you know.
Thanks, Stoney.
How are you?
I'm good, man. Good. Always good to have the shows with you.
Well, thank you.
I like it.
It's very nice.
It's the change-up show.
Yeah, the change-up is being bounced around. Yesterday I was with Gator. Today I'm with you. Tomorrow morning I'm with Costa.
No, because I love the shows like this, guys. Here's a little-known secret. Look, everybody has their guilty pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
One of my guilty pleasures is like on social media or something. Like I'll just go straight to the comments. Because it's just like, oh, I can't wait to see what happens. And I mean, like yesterday, you see weird stuff with the Diddy trial and the baby oil and all that. But when I'm doing a show with Stoney, I go to the bottom of the show sheet for the Stoney topics. And that's where I'm like, yes, we are absolutely doing this. We are absolutely doing it. It's like Stoney just wakes up in the morning and says, what's on my mind? What am I angry about? So, guys, you're in for a treat today.
Yeah, I'm really not angry about anything.
No, you're not. But it's like I could just see you at 5:30 with some coffee, just from the minds of Stoney. So I love it.
A little later than that today because I went and worked out and came back and kind of did it. But no, I did the show sheet. I didn't do what was suggested in the show open.
Hey. You know, everybody like grits.
Yes. Anyway, there's some interesting things that we'll get to. Yes, because I am a weird dude at times. But the only thing now didn't make me angry, so to speak. But it kind of made Kenny Cott a little angry today. And the only thing I was really angry about is that, you know, I'm sitting there actually doing the prep. I'm checking my email. And it was like, I don't know, it was like 11:45 or whatever that I was actually going through my email. I saw an email from the Red Wings, Steve Yzerman, you know, media availability. And the email came out at like 11:20 for a 12 o'clock deal.
It's kind of like the Friday news dump. Gotcha.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there saying, all right, well, if there's a link, Zoom, I can watch and participate if I'd like, because I like to do that stuff. No. And because I didn't get it at exactly 11:20, and if I did, I would have to be, showered and ready to go to get downtown. But there are people who live a lot further than I do. I couldn't do it. You got to give these people more time limit. Now, granted, most of the people who probably covered it were at Little Caesars Arena anyway for the developmental camp. All the beat writers and our very own awesome Will Birchfield was there. So, that's number one. So that kind of ticked me off. Now, what Stevie said, or more importantly, didn't say.
This is why you only had a 20-minute notice, because I ain't got much to say.
Right. Which.
Hi, I'm Steve Eisenman.
I didn't expect. I know Rieger's all upset saying, because he did it now, which means they're done. They pretty much make the general manager available after the draft, after free agency anyway. So it's pretty much standard fare, because Stevie's not the most talkative person, or you don't get a chance to talk to him much, usually before the season, midway maybe, if something happens, trade deadline, that's when he speaks. And that's what you have to deal with. That's why some teams in other sports, Brad Holmes is the same way. There are certain times where he speaks, and that's the way it is. But Kenny, explain to the people, and our telephone number is 248-539-9797, why you're so upset, and did you expect anything different?
So I guess maybe I shouldn't have expected anything different, and that potentially is on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cop to that. But it is, it's
Andrew
not what,
cop.
Yeah, I will Andrew cop to that, yes. But there's two cuts that I'm going to have David play here, mm-hmm. and both of them, I think it is partially what he said. It's also about what he didn't say, but what he did say actually upset me. So if you want to play.
Real quick, Kenny, before we get to the cuts. So you haven't reached the point where I am, where I have no expectations. When he opens his mouth, I expect him to say nothing, and he lived up to that. I don't expect him to come out and say, we got this thing, we're going to do this.
I would have loved me some nothing, Rico, but he said less than nothing somehow. So, I will have David play these two cuts. One of them is, the first one is regarding what, David?
He speaks on how it's hard to get players.
Well, I will say that, to get a fourth-line player is not exactly what everybody wants in free agency anyway. Number two, number two, and I'll defend him on this. This year's free agency class was certainly not really stellar. He did later say that they didn't even have a chance, basically, to even talk to Marner, which meant Marner's agent says this is the teams that we're going to deal with.
They had a list, and Detroit was not on the list,
which we kind of figured he was going to go west anyway.
And that's fine. And I'm not banging the desk for Marner though. But
I know. But what's his name? The defenseman from L.A., I can never pronounce his name, who went to the Rangers.
Oh, you mean that went from the Rangers to?
No, from the Kings to the Rangers.
Bo Byram?
No, Gorkov or whatever his name.
Oh, he went to Buffalo. Yeah, but yeah.
No, he went to the Rangers. He went to the Rangers.
Yeah, Georgiev.
Yeah, okay. I imagine that's the same situation.
Oh, are you talking about Gavrikov?
Gavrikov, yeah. I assume that the top of the line are not coming to Detroit. For a variety of reasons, and I'm not playing Sophie Campbell here. We might get to her later. The fact that the team is not very good and we're not exactly a destination has something to do with it. So everybody says, well, free agency starts July 1st. There's so much tampering and there's so much talk. They know basically who they have a chance at and who they don't. So I don't blame them for that. What I do blame them for is not trying to figure out ways to trade and
that's kind of where my frustration comes in, is the trading part. And it's the part of like, hey dude, I mean, it's hard to get players, whether it's through free agency or trade. It's hard to get players was his point. Dude, you're one of 32. This is your gig, man. This is that is legitimately what the money is for.
Right.
So if you don't want, if it's too hard, stop collecting a paycheck. I don't know what to tell you, man. Like that's to me, that's a tough comment to hear as a fan.
Yeah, and that's the worst part of what he's done since he's taken over.
Yeah, very underwhelming statement. Talking about, the fourth line, like, you'd like to think you were aiming higher than the fourth line?
Yeah.
You would like to think that you were really trying to make this team better again, as we like to say? But instead, it's like, I tried, I looked, saw it,
And the second piece of audio is him comparing what this year's Red Wings was at this time compared to what it was last year at this time. What? You think, you hope we might be a little bit better? You think and hope we might be a little bit better? Okay. What the hell's that?
Well, let me ask you a question. Because
I mean, it's honest.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
he's not being dishonest. He's not being, that's definitely true.
But Kenny, and that's why I'm like, I get your anger.
Yeah.
I understand your anger. I understand Red Wings fans' anger, because that's not what you want. That is underwhelming. That's not what you want to hear from your leader of your team.
Right.
You want to hear, we are out here trying to make leaps and bounds. We're trying to get to a Stanley Cup. We're out here trying to make moves. You do not want to hear, I think we're a little bit better.
And that's
maybe,
why I say
kinda.
This is less than nothing. If he would have said nothing, I would have been much happier. If he would have said, oh, yeah, we're trying to get better. We're exploring all markets, yada, yada, yada. The GM speak me. Talk to me like a GM talks to me. Okay. Don't talk to me like that.
Okay. No, but here's the thing.
Do you want to get in details and say that JVR is better than Tarasenko, which I think he is, so they are a little bit
if
better?
If he said that, fine. I wouldn't care one way or the other, but don't tell me that they might be, maybe, possibly, could be a little bit better than they were at this time last year.
Here's
you're
where
supposed
you get
to be, that the bar should be a little higher than that, I think.
Well, yeah.
If you're the Edmonton Oilers, you could say, you know what, we got a little bit better, okay? You were in the cup. You didn't win. We're a little bit better, so we should be able to win this thing. Well, you didn't make the playoffs for a long time.
But look
time.
At Montreal. Look at how much better they got.
Correct.
They got a lot better. I'm not saying they should have copied that business plan, because that's a big offseason. They had a massive offseason.
Yes, they did.
But don't say you might be a little bit better. Is that not ridiculous of a comment to make?
Yeah, the way he said it was stupid. I agree, but he's right. They are only a little better.
I didn't say he wasn't right. I said it was a tough comment. As a fan, it's tough to hear.
And look, he's done a horrific, because I've criticized somebody. You only criticize the Lions. You criticize Michigan, even though you like them, but you don't criticize Yzerman. BS. Yzerman has done a horrific job of securing professional talent at that level. He's done a good job of drafting players. Okay? That's it. Yeah. It's been really bad. And I don't know. Look, patience is running out. For a lot of people, it's already run out. Oh. For the Ilitches, who the hell knows how long the patience is going to be? And just like the Lions, the Pistons, and even the Tigers, the only way this team is going to get better right now is if their young core gets better. And they show some of the players. Well, it's true.
Okay. Hey, man, if they're just a little bit better, that's fine with me. You're right. No. Okay,
here's the thing.
No, I'm not being a Steve Bott. I'm just saying, he's right. That's the only way they can get better. Why? Because he's done a crappy job.
Ooh, oh,
crap.
Hey,
I stopped.
Hey.
I got, you know, hey, the dumb me.
Hey.
I said, crap. He's done a crappy job at getting players.
248-539-9797. Did anything Yzerman say encourage you for the upcoming season about how this Red Wings offseason has gone? We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your ticket texts. We'll calm Tony down. Next, 97.1.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.